Hello, this is Marie Brennan, author of The Memoirs of Lady Trent, and you're listening to Cast of Wonders, an escape artist's podcast.
This is Cast of Wonders, the young adult fiction podcast featuring stories of the fantastic. Welcome. Episode 276 for October 22nd, 2017. A Secret of Devils by Cassandra Kaw, a Cast of Wonders original. Cassandra Kaw writes horror, press releases, video games, articles about video games, and tabletop RPGs. These are not necessarily unrelated items. Her fiction can be found in Clark's World, Fireside, Uncanny, and Nightmare. Cassandra's latest novella, a Lovecraftian Southern Gothic, A Song for Quiet, was recently released. You can follow her on Twitter, which we'll link for you in the show notes. The story is narrated by Alex Hoffelick, co-editor of Pseudopod, the longest-running weekly short horror fiction podcast, and our creepy older sibling, but don't hold that against them. Alex is currently rereading the Three Investigators series, which was one of his entry points to the horror genre. He recommends hunting down a copy of those or Roger Zelazny's A Night in the Lonesome October to help your own journey. And now, we've a tale to tell.
The devil went down to Georgia on a Saturday night. Atlanta, specifically. His arrival was heralded by no omens. He took a bumblebee black cab to the city's heart, a little suitcase in tow. His attire was sharp enough to kill, of course, but you'd expect that sort of thing with the devil. "Where are we going?" said the driver. "Where we're needed," came the reply. So they drove until they met a woman who'd been bleached of all her sweet. Single mom, two kids, a bag full of grief. Her children were home in a no-bedroom apartment doing their homework by the light of a sitcom rerun. She was on her way back from the second shift of a second job, eyes bruised by the punches life had thrown. The devil rolled down his window and grinned. "I'm Lucifer, and I'm here to give you what you want." "That's nice," she said, not slowing. Hell didn't scare her one bit, not after 37 years in a country with worse. "But I don't need to bear anybody else's sins." "No strings," said the devil. His teeth gleamed like piano keys. And the woman said, "If you're really the devil, you're also the father of lies. How can I believe someone like you?" The devil, who had a voice like the blues, all smoke and rich red wine decanted into polished glass, he said, "Because I gave up heaven for the love of monkeys like you. There's not enough love to spare these days, and I hate to see your lives go to waste. Besides, the Bible's crammed with lies. God said to love your neighbor, but then men swaggered in and said you should hate them, too. You know what that's like, don't you? Double standards and double-crossing saints." She laughed. Her voice was dark and golden, like the C string on a cello, the sound of earth moving in concert with the stars. It wasn't an innocent laugh, though, nothing naive. There was jags of glass broken in its undercurrents, giddy as a sip of absinthe, and for a moment, the devil loved her best. "So what can I get you, darling?" he said, meaning every note. "You got the world on a plate." The woman drew a breath in and closed her eyes, and the world stopped to listen to what she had to say next. "Well, in that case, you go give my wish to someone who hasn't been broken yet. Give them a way to save themselves from the god of this wretched place."
"Don't you want that saving yourself?"
"I've got kids that gotta learn what happens when someone doesn't come to save the day. When they see their mama taking alms, they won't understand what it means when I tell them all they need is their own 2 feet. So you do that for me. You take that wish of mine, and you give it to someone else."
And the devil laughed and said he would, which is how we got to this part of the tale.
"Here you go. A wish that can set the world on fire, or make the sky bleed cinnamon. A wish that'd change you, change the heart of the boy you thought you loved. A wish that'd bring your papa home, or make sure no one ever gets hurt again. A wish that the devil almost gave to a woman who'd never had enough. A woman bigger than the shriveled heart of the world who gave birth to her shining soul. One wish. What do you want to do, my friend?"
Hungry for more Southern Gothic this Halloween season? We have some great recommendations for you. We already mentioned Cassandra's latest novella, A Song for Quiet, the sequel, and prequel in a way, to Hammers on Bone. Also check out her Rupert Wong Cannibal Chef series if you like your deities with a side of culinary horror and South London seasoning. I also can't recommend Tananarive Due's excellent Ghost Summer Stories highly enough, a collection of shorts all centered around one disturbing Florida town. And finally, the excellent Southern Gods by John Horner Jacobs. Is that the devil or a DJ down in the Arkansas swamps? You be the judge. Of course, if you have the stomach for stronger fare, check out Pseudopod's offerings this October, including their flash fiction contest, going on now. Join us next week for our Halloween flash fiction special, Monster Mayhem. We love the stories we produce, and we love hearing your thoughts on them. So do our authors and fellow fans a favor and get in on the conversation. Visit our forums to let us know what you think and find out what else is on offer at forum.escapeartists.net. Cast of Wonders relies on your donations to pay our authors and narrators and to bring you the best in young adult audio fiction week after week. If you've enjoyed this story, please consider making a donation. There are lots of ways you can support us. We're on Patreon, and there are buttons for PayPal donations on our website. Every single donation, whether a one-off or a monthly subscription, makes a huge difference, and you have, as always, our heartfelt thanks. You can share the love for this story by leaving both it and us a review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Our episodes are designed with your commute in mind, so please share them with your family and friends. You can also join the discussion on the EA forum, forum.escapeartists.net. And we're at Cast of Wonders on Twitter. Come say hello. Cast of Wonders is a production of Escape Artists Incorporated and is brought to you by the creative team of assistant editors Danny Daly and Catherine Inskip, associate editors Amy Brennan, Alexis Goebel, Andrew Kim, Aiken Patel, Susie Rodriguez, Muddy Schleider, Chris Tang, and Xander Simon. Our audio producer is Jeremy Carter, and I remain, as always, your humble editor and host, Marguerite Kenner. Our episodes are released under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. That means you can share it, download it, and listen on any device you like, but you can't change it or sell it. Our theme, Appeal to Heavens, is by Alexei Nov, available at Promo DJ or his Facebook page, which you can find in our show notes. Thanks for listening.